Hey everybody, welcome to episode whatever of Game Over Nation. I didn't have time to open up the
137.
Couldn't find it. 137.
No, it would be 137 if last week's existed.
Oh, 136.
So, yeah, I would have gotten it wrong anyways. Well, this is 137 then.
Well, 136 is like ghost episode.
Oh, wait, so this is 136.
Yes, this is 136. Yeah.
You could post the last one, but it'll just be a couple
just
of
just minus
weird
Ryan.
Empty spots.
No, no, I'll record Ryan's parts, and I'll just go, Mercs. Mercs. And then, so you get everything that you need out of Ryan's...
Dylan, part. If you send me an audio file of you saying, Mercs, I will do that.
Okay, I gotta make it sound as Ryan in Texas as possible.
I will release
I'm
that.
Not sure what those things mean.
Don't worry, Ryan.
It's gonna be great, Ryan.
It's gonna be great. It doesn't sound like it can go wrong at all.
Well, if we can get Ryan working.
Ryan's the key to all of this.
Yeah, see, he's a funnier character than we've ever had on this podcast.
If we don't get Ryan right, we might as well just scrap the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like he's like Jar Jar. He's the key to all of it.
Yeah. Ryan may be the most complicated character we've had in one of these films. See, Ryan's a double agent. Plays a double agent who's forgotten.
When he's recording, he thinks he's not recording. When he's not recording, he thinks he's recording.
Yep. Yeah. I never know what's going on over here.
I want to open up this podcast with Ryan in the back of a trunk. With another guy.
It's got weird.
It's Texas.
And for all of those unfamiliar with what we're talking about, you should watch more Red Letter Media.
You don't even have to do that. Just watch the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
And then Gabe suggested that this podcast should take place in a haunted house. And I was like, I just did a haunted house. I don't want to do that.
Fuck. So how's everyone doing?
Worst beginning ever.
Welcome back.
Hi.
It's been an unintentional while.
Again.
Ryan, you better keep a fucking eye on
the If you're listening to this, you know us all already. You don't need
it's
me.
It's going.
That's Ryan, Dylan, Gabe, and me.
That's how it does.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Johnny might make a special guest appearance.
Mm.
If he barks, occasionally ratchet.
Yeah.
Every now and then he barks.
I don't have a dog, so if you hear a barking,
help me. Johnny's busy. He's busy chewing on his bone next to my face.
Oh.
and Ratchet's just got his head in my lap staring at me. Wondering why I'm talking and who I'm talking to.
So other than adorable dog shit, what
that?
Have you guys been up to? Your shit's adorable, Johnny.
You hear that?
Yep. Johnny. Welcome
That's
to the
Johnny.
Show, Johnny.
Yeah. He has this bone chewing game he's been playing. He loves it.
I don't want to listen to Johnny. Fucking chew his bone. Get him out of here.
All right, go play in the other room.
Go bug Rachel.
Go unlock me some trophies. Ow! Chivos! Chivas! Soccer team.
So Ryan, what have you been up to?
I went to Austin this weekend.
Yeah,
that sounds dumb.
It was awesome.
Good.
Did you go visit Harris?
Harris is in Houston.
No, Harris is in Houston right now. Yeah. No, I went to. I went on a boat party, which was pretty fun.
Oh, a booze cruise.
A boat party.
Booze cruise.
It's a party on a fucking boat. What does it sound like?
Oh, I thought it was a boat on a party.
You tell me, homie.
Celebrating your new boat?
No. Some friends in Austin rented like a party
boat.
They rented a party boat that came with a boat and a guy to drive it, who also was the grill master. So, like, we just brought food and then he cooked it while also driving the boat.
That is the most fucking Texas thing I can imagine right now.
It was fucking awesome.
It's just.
So we took a bunch of coolers full of beer and liquor and food, and we didn't have to worry about anything. He drove us out there. He anchored the boat. He grilled all the food. We just, like, jumped in the water and swam around and drank beer and ate food. It was great. It's a good time.
I hope someone put the ladder down after you jumped out, because then you'd have open water, too.
There was a ladder. It wasn't really necessary because the deck on that thing was pretty low.
And I know we've all seen open water too.
No, I have not.
Yeah, everyone jumps off the
Spoilers.
Boat at the same time.
They drown.
And they don't. They don't get the ladder up.
What about Captain Ron?
Spoilers.
I have seen Captain Ron.
He has an eye patch.
I have seen that one. The classic Captain Ron.
Hell yeah.
Well, some might say timeless classic.
Captain Ron was my Steam icon for so long. I missed that picture.
Rest in peace, Captain Ron.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I did that. And then, other than that, as far as games, really the only thing I've done is play the game that we're all supposed to be playing. I think it was Javi's idea.
Don't spoil
it. And he's not
it.
Playing it.
No,
everyone knows
Shovel
what we're
Knight
playing already.
Was
everyone
not my idea. That was Gabe's.
Oh, was it?
The idea of the thing is my idea. Well, it's more of Rachel's idea, but still.
But I think
Carry
it's also
on.
Something we thought of years ago and then never did, because
yeah.
It was for the same reasons as now. Javi hasn't even started playing the game.
Wait, and that was the same reason back then?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was probably all
Shut
of
up.
Us. It was probably all of us.
Any time before last year, I would have been doing everything, and then other people wouldn't. That's how things were.
Oh, okay. Well.
Okay. But now I don't. Yeah, now I don't do anything. I've given up.
I bought the game and I played it last night and a little bit just now. So that's been. I didn't play it at all last week because I didn't even own it. So I'm barely ahead of you. On that front,
it's good. Shovel Knight's good.
Have you already finished it, Gabe?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's like, what did I say? I said it's like Mega Man combined with the good parts of Zelda 2.
Ew.
Right.
Even the good parts of Zelda 2 were ass.
It's not true.
I am error.
That's the bit. That's the mystery part.
Hit the thing to pick it up. Go sideways. Even though you weren't.
Hit the thing to pick it up and go sideways.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't. Quotes to live by, folks. Quotes to live by.
In context?
That was my senior
context,
year quote.
All that makes sense.
That was your yearbook quote, Gabe?
Yeah. I don't even remember what Javi just said, but that was it.
It was it. Yeah, he nailed it. Yeah, Shovel Knight's really it. I haven't even had a chance to go back. Well, I played a little bit of WildStar, like, late last week. Or early last week, I guess I should say. But
you're still digging that whole
Momo Yeah, it's still
thing.
A lot of fun. Yeah, I still like it.
Still cool. digging but, that hole.
Mm-hmm. that whole thing, I think, was what he meant. But yeah. Oh. Yeah.
No, it's up to interpretation, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I downloaded Guacamelee today because it's
that
free on the One.
Game is so good.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I own it.
It's so
I downloaded
good.
That, and I downloaded some other game that was free.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I haven't played it yet, but it's there.
I've had it sitting on my Vita for, like, 2 months, and then I was just like, I just want to play something. I loaded it up, and I was not, like, in the mood to get invested in anything, and then I ended up playing it for, like, hours. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
It's got Rey Mysterio.
You like Metroid, so
yeah,
it's Metroid.
I've heard good things, so I'll give it a shot after I finish Shovel Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that's really been it, I think. Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
So,
I guess.
What's everyone else doing?
Yeah, Dylan, what's you up to, baby?
What am I up to? The Destiny beta.
Oh shit!
I haven't spent a whole ton of time because most of the stuff they had is the same shit we played on the alpha. They have a different map,
Only
I believe, for
different.
Multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or for PvP.
God, multiplayer's so good.
They have. It looks like they're gonna unlock missions on the moon, but they haven't done it yet. I'm assuming they're gonna do it with this maintenance that they're doing.
Hopefully.
Yeah, they got what, it's like a 2-day maintenance period right now. Yeah. It comes back up on Wednesday.
I can't imagine them having the beta be exactly the same as the alpha, but so far it is.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which isn't bad. I mean, it's enjoyable.
It's alpha with new Peter
Dinklage. But once you've done everything, it's like
multiplay.
It's just
basically that's what you gotta do.
It's so good.
I played through everything to see if anything had changed, and not much had.
Yeah, they added some, like, storyline cutscenes and stuff, but it's pretty much the alpha, and there's, like, one or two extra missions, but, yeah.
Which, they're whatever.
And it feels like, just the way it's presented, it just felt less, I don't know, it's more poorly paced than the alpha, I think. Like, the alpha was so hype.
The problem for me is game is fun. The gameplay is fun, but it's broken up by all these segments of just sitting at a menu.
Well, yeah, I guess. And there's a lot of rinse and repeat of make the dink unlock a door while you
hold protect
off enemies.
Him.
Yeah.
While you actually don't have to do anything to protect him, just shoot stuff.
There's just a whole lot of that. Like, that's probably over half the missions.
Yeah.
There's some variety in there.
Really annoying segments where at the end they just throw a whole wall of units at you, and to make it harder, they make just some of them invisible.
And then they throw a wizard in there who has an asshole shield that takes forever to take down.
They're a lot easier.
Is he from the moon?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it.
It's in the subtext now.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Ryan. Yeah.
It's.
Other than that, some hype ass Dodo.
Dodo.
You guys have been watching
Dodo.
Dodo.
It went the way of the Dodo.
It went the way of the Dodo. It's over.
Dodo.
It's over.
The
Dodo. It's
hype
over
is,
now.
The hype Dodo. is
hype,
over.
Hype.
The international Dodo. Definitely helped today's day at work go by faster. Even though the games were so fucking short.
They were really short compared to last year's.
Yeah.
Last year's, I think they were like 50-minute matches each.
And this year, I think the longest one was 25. Like, the average time was like 18 minutes or something.
Much shorter.
Dota Pro.
Yeah.
But it was pretty entertaining to watch it, especially since I was at work.
Work.
It was more exciting than the World Cup.
I guess.
Take it back.
I doubt it.
It was.
It's fucking Dota. It wasn't.
Dota. You ain't seen no
I'm
Dota.
I'm sorry, Ryan. You can't get hyped for good shit.
Evo was better than the World Cup, that's for sure. The World Cup this year was not that great.
This was one of the best ones they've had in a long time.
Not that great. Yeah. No team was that good except Germany. So everyone was like, oh, Germany's going to win.
There was a fuck ton of goals scored this year.
Not for us.
Well, no, not for the U.S., but what is that? I mean, that doesn't...
That means everything, Ryan. You're from Texas. You're from
World
Texas.
Cup.
That's like the heart of America.
I know. I'm aware.
I believe that we have lost.
I like the World Cup. It was good. It's just Evo was awesome this year too.
Can I continue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go on.
I don't even remember now.
Dota.
I was done with Dota pretty much.
Okay, what else you been up to?
Oh my goodness, not much at all actually. I haven't been playing a whole ton of games other than, I guess, like, League with Gabe.
Mm-hmm. League of Legends, always the most exciting thing to talk about.
I doubt they want to. And then I replayed through a couple of Castlevanias.
Oh yeah, you fucking pile drove those things.
I always do.
Was Aria, whatever,
and
Dissonance.
I used to not own any of them,
Sorrow.
And I would just borrow them from Javi. and pile drive them. So, but that I hadn't actually done a whole ton other than that. I guess I should probably do something. Maybe, maybe I gotta replay Persona since Gabe's into it now.
Yeah, anime.
We do Persona like Gabe we do Portable. Like anime grills.
I love George Foreman's magic grills. Javi, what you been up to?
Guacamelee and Destiny, and that's it.
Oh boy.
Oh wait. Oh, I busted out for the first time Siphon Filter on Siphon. My Vita, the original.
Oh my god, the one where he looks like he's running with poop in his pants.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
isn't that every one of them?
Three of them.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so Javi, did you fall off the Destiny hype train?
Fall off of it?
Uh huh.
No.
Okay. Well, you sounded kind of like you weren't as into the beta.
Well, I'm not.
No, it's just we've already played this.
We've already played it, and also I feel like all that story stuff that they stuck in there, and also like the way, like the order in which you play these levels, which we've already played, is not as engaging as the alpha. How you play them. So, it just feels like they took some steps back, and I can't exactly put my finger on how or why, but.
Right.
I don't know, but it's still great. I still can't wait for the full game.
I just think the missions need to flow better than instead of breaking up each one with, oh, we're going to space, we're going to sit in orbit.
And yeah, like, I don't remember the alpha, like, saying mission complete, and then it would just count down from 10.
I do, but there was only two missions. There's more missions in this one, so you notice it.
It felt like the beta, just kept cock blocking you, like, because I remember doing stuff in the alpha and then like, all right, well, I finished that, and then you're still free to go do side quests. Like, I don't know, but maybe I was wrong. I don't know.
No, it's because we spent a lot of time in explore mode.
Okay.
Which it doesn't do that in explore.
Hmm.
But you also don't do story missions in explore. You do the standard MMO missions there, which is kill 10 guys.
This is a game, and it's kind of brilliant that they linked multiplayer to your character, and to you gain money, you gain experience, and then you can unlock items and weapons and color schemes and all the shit that affects single player as well. Like, so multiplayer is totally integrated, and so like I was just getting balls deep in Crucible mode. I was like really, really enjoying multiplayer. Got way good at it too. So yeah, I could play that forever. Even if the single player like gets stale.
So like, what's the PvP like? Is it just like a Halo match pretty much?
It's basically Halo.
Okay.
I mean like and
but with like some abilities things?
Yeah.
Yeah, your character you have three classes and then you can choose your loadout. I mean you choose your like you bring in the weapons that you have equipped, like on your actual character.
So it's like that like bad Borderlands balanced, arena mixed with Halo to make it good.
Sure. But like I think a testament to like how good it is, at least from my perspective, is that like in the alpha and in the beta, like you only have one mode available, and it's not team deathmatch. It's
control point.
And I'm so into it, and usually control point's like my least favorite mode in multiplayer, but I really, really enjoy it. Like, I'll be like, alright, I'm gonna just take care of C. I'm gonna make sure we always have C captured. And then I'm just, like, looking, and my team's fucking up, and B and A are constantly getting taken, and I'm like, fuck! And I just get on my hover bike and just rock it over and take B back, and then, oh shit, C's compromised, so I go back. I don't know, it's just cool. It's, like, constantly frantic, and I feel like I'm making a huge difference on my team, and it's badass. I really like it. Also, that rocket bike is brilliant. Like, that's the best idea ever. Like, you have these giant maps, but it doesn't matter because you can spawn this thing that just rockets you across the field in seconds. And it's great.
It's cool. I remember when Dylan and I played World of Warcraft for a little bit, just like a couple of weeks. His mount was this stupid-looking rocket that could fit two people. It was, like, this tiny fucking, like, 5-inch like diameter rocket. It just had these two giant fucking people sitting on it as it scooted across the ground at a blistering 5 miles an hour.
Fuck you, awesome. It was the greatest thing ever.
Whenever we got on it, I would just start playing Final Countdown.
That thing later on, we could have just flown, but I hadn't unlocked flying yet for it.
Good. Oh, man.
And at that point, it travels at like 300% of your walking speed.
Mm-hmm. So that's speedy. That's a speedy rocket. That's super cute. One's got a giant fucking troll and panda on it. So as Dylan said, I've been all over Persona 4 on my Vita. This is like the most I've ever played in my Vita since Gravity Rush came out. Which is nice, because I finally get to use something that I own. And I'm digging Persona 4 a lot. I'm officially waifued up with Chie, so if anyone's wondering who I went with.
Scandalous.
I know. Dylan's you're a Risei guy.
I don't really care.
No, Dylan, this is the most important part of the game. Fuck everything else. Yeah, Persona 4 is, I'm digging a lot more. I'm kind of figuring out that I'm a little bored of standard turn-based RPGs. So that's like the one blemish on it right now. It's just the battle system's nothing too cool. If it was more action-y, like Crisis Core-esque, that'd be really cool. But maybe
isn't
future.
That the casino one?
Crisis Core has a casino thing in it, but that's not what I was talking about.
Slot machines?
Yeah, not the slot machine.
Isn't that Fallout New Vegas?
No, it's Candy Crush.
Oh.
If Persona 4 was more like Candy Crush, the world would be a better place, really.
I doubt it. Fuck that game. That game is the worst.
I've only gotten one request for Candy Crush in my entire Facebook.
Oh, God, I've gotten so many. But not even that, just the game itself. If you play it, it's the worst. I don't like it.
I mean, it's fucking Bejeweled.
Yeah, but worse.
With candy. Everyone loves candy.
It is not fucking Bejeweled. It is Bejeweled where the game intentionally will not let you finish a puzzle so that you can ask your friends repeatedly for fucking turns.
That's what friends are for, Ryan.
Remember the Sims Online?
The Sims Online?
God.
I kicked Sarah's garbage cans over so fucking much.
Kicked over everyone's fucking garbage can. You're the garbage, the trash bandit. I remember there was a picture of Dylan's homeless ass looking character just chilling in someone's house in their yard, standing right next to a dumped trash can. And like the caption was just, "I wonder who did this."
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, trash. What else have I been doing? I watched I kind of marathoned season 2 of Orange is the New Black.
It's good.
It's good. I've discovered, I think I'm like the only person that actually doesn't hate the Piper storyline.
Oh my god, shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm like really into it. Like, I hope that her and Alex, you know, can figure it out.
No.
Because they just belong together.
I didn't say that
really,
at all.
I don't really understand her plight.
I wish they'd make an anime of it. If they'd make an anime of it, it'd be the best.
If there was the Orange is the New Black persona, I'd romance Piper. Or maybe I'd play as Piper and romance Alex.
I don't know what I did to deserve this.
I don't get it.
You don't hate Piper as much as you should.
I liked something that Javi didn't help.
Fuck Piper.
Hey, will you guys read my Evangelion
fanfic?
Or just a new black fanfic crossover?
I shipped some Eva characters with Piper. Piper Asuka forever.
I mean, I'd really appreciate it if you guys gave me some notes on it.
What if their prison was a giant robot?
Dylan, help.
You intrigued me.
I don't get it either.
I don't watch your stupid prison show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched it. I watched a lot maybe of Trump history this weekend. That was pretty funny.
Maybe the reason Gabe likes Piper is because he was actually watching Oz.
If you guys haven't watched Drunk History,
all
you should.
All the crap with Alex I don't like. Like I was really hoping Alex would just never come back after the first episode. Which is, I didn't even think she was coming back for the second season. So I was just hoping she was gone. But like I liked
didn't
when like
we all?
Piper went out on furlough and shit. Like I thought that was nice.
Oz was the definitive prison show.
No, Prison Break, dog. How many times do they break out of prison in Oz?
But Oz was so much more erotic.
Nothing sexier than breaking out of jail. Again.
There was a lot of that.
Yeah. Oh, fucking, mm-hmm. fucking hell. So that was like a 4-minute tangent of fuck Gabe. That might be a record.
That was no tangent.
That was all real, dude.
It's on the schedule.
Oh yeah, look at that. Other than that, like, watch Dota, Dylan and I had... We saved you guys from talking about Dota in our Facebook chat. I moved us to another one. A more private area where Dylan and I could Dota each other.
Uh-huh. Thank God.
Uh-huh. And that was fun to watch at work and just talk about hype-ass shit.
Did you guys see that? I guess Javi's probably the only one who didn't see that Dragon Ball Z car this morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
That guy, that was something else.
Yeah, Ryan posted a picture on his way to work.
It was Super Saiyan Goku, I guess?
I couldn't, it wasn't a good angle.
Did you say Super Saiyan?
It wasn't a good angle, but I think it was Vegeta.
Was it?
I'll go check it out.
Okay. What are you guys talking about?
Oh yeah, you didn't see.
Was he wearing white or was he wearing orange?
He's wearing orange.
Orange? I thought it was orange.
Okay, that's Goku.
Okay, that's Goku.
Not,
yeah, it's orange, but he had the blonde
vagina.
Hair.
That's no vagina.
But the hair was blonde.
Yeah, so it's super obviously
yeah,
Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Were there any just like blonde
You're
characters
right.
in that show? Like, wasn't that one of the androids was blonde?
It's the Master Race.
But it was painted gigantic on the hood of this car, which was also like a Fast and the Furious like wannabe car with green rims. It was pretty magical.
That's pretty cool, Ryan. My coworker's wife has a pink car that has Hello Kitty all over the side.
Oh, that's dope.
Some dope ass shit. It's like the lady I see every now and then on my way to work who drives a Beetle, and she always wears driving gloves.
That is awesome and adorable.
It's fucking rims. Oh my god.
I wear driving gloves on my walk to work.
Oh, you found the picture game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
See, throwing
Yeah, I was trying to get one where I was going to try to take a picture of my side view mirror when he was a little back, but I couldn't like get my phone out.
What you
like,
should have done
safe point to do it.
If you stopped at a red light, you should have hopped out your car and just stood right in front of his.
This was at a red light. Yeah.
Just wave at him and then take a picture and then
yeah.
And yeah. Get to stepping.
But I'd have to make it look like, I'd have to hop out and be like, fucking rad. Like, make it look like I'm like, that's fucking
baller.
Just give
him a big old thumbs up.
What if you
that's
got
fucking
to go
baller,
take a picture?
I gotta take a picture of this.
And it was a dog driving.
I
could tell from
home.
Where I was that it wasn't a dog. Now, it would have been more surprising if I was sure it was a person, and then I got over there and it was like, holy fuck, look at that. It is a dog.
Sounds like you're having a rough week, Ryan.
Oh, I hate you.
God damn it. Oh, shit. Man. Oh, Javi and I played some shuffleboard on Friday, though. We showed the world our skills.
Dude, we won so hard.
Did you guys beat
I don't think I ever actually won. I don't think I won. We should have won. Javi needed to get the puck over the 1 point line, and he just underhanded it a little too hard.
So you guys got beaten by a bunch of geriatrics.
By Rachel and Fozzie.
So Rachel and the geriatric.
Yeah. It's the only explanation.
Yeah. It was a hard loss. But you move on. Move on. I don't think I've done much else. Javi and I saw some random dude's dong on Friday.
Fuck yeah, we did.
That was cool.
It looks like one of those really pale sausages.
Just a bratwurst?
Yeah, like those almost white, like creamy looking.
That's a bratwurst.
Javi's paying for parking, and Rachel and I are facing him, and then he says, "Oh God, that guy is peeing." And turn around, and it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, there's his dick. He's not trying to hide it. He's leaning in front of a dumpster. He can move back behind the dumpster.
No, anywhere.
And he moves to the edge of it. And it's just like palm and everything. He's just like looking around. Like not
palming everything? What
is
that?
Yes, there are discreet ways to pee, and this man
was
doing
not,
the opposite.
Not doing that. No, guys, I'm just like squirting a water bottle out of my head.
No. We mastered the discreet pee in Denny's parking lot.
Yes. But
next
I can see the entire North Face.
Car.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Fuck. The things you see on Capitol Hill, I tell you. It's always an exciting trip.
And then that guy.
Oh my God! And
then
that
came
guy
in and Gabe he walked by Gabe when he made a shot in shuffleboard, and he was like, "Whoa!"
Perfect description.
What is this goofy ass bar you guys went to that had men peeing on the streets and shuffleboard?
It was actually a retirement home. They were just hanging out at the retirement home. We went to a pretty cool bar in Austin that had like it had giant like sand volleyball courts.
Did it have public urination?
And then I'm pretty sure you could have gotten away with it because there were so many fucking people there. You probably could have pulled it off with no one noticing.
Oh well, this guy did it, but people noticed. You know, it could have been executed. You know, well.
My favorite part of the night was when we sat down at a table. Like, there's just all these fucking, like, long picnic tables out there. It's this big outdoor bar. There was a monkey there. Someone had a fucking monkey there. Yeah, that was weird. It looked like that, like, but it was a little baby monkey. Yeah, it looked just like the one Harris is always posting pictures of.
smuggling them in.
Yeah, and then, like, we sat down at a, like, there's all these tables of, like, I don't know if you guys have ever played, like, bags, or some people call it cornhole, or also washers.
Yeah.
Like, but they had all these, like, setups of those there, and there was, like, all these tables there next to them, and we just found some empty seats there and went and sat down, and this guy walks over. He's like, hey, we just wanted you to let you know that we were sitting here, but now we're not because we're playing. You guys are cool for now, but when we're done, you're going to have to move. We're like, uh-huh. Like, so you're not sitting here, but you're sitting here.
They're calling dibs on that table, basically.
Yeah, well...
Go fuck yourself, buddy.
Yeah, that was kind of our attitude. It was like, sure thing, bud. Go ahead. Whatever.
When they finished, was there trouble in paradise?
No, they never. Like, one guy came and sat down and
made it awkward by, like.
Oh, this is awkward. I should leave.
No, it was just.
He's listening in on your guys' conversations. And then he said, jabroni. And the guy's like.
Oh, you're good.
Dylan. No. No, it was it was just a weird thing for him to come over and say. All right, dude. Cool. Cool. Not to mention there was a shit ton of room at the table. So, like, if he wanted that specific spot, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
So that's been the week in Game Over Nation land thing. On to the news. You guys know what happened this week?
Newsies.
A monumental thing has occurred.
What?
A game was not delayed. It was actually pushed up. Pushed forward.
What?
Evil Within is now coming out on October 14th, which is a week. It was 2 weeks earlier.
Wait, what the fuck? That game was supposed to come out in September, and then it got delayed. You know what? We want it to come out in Halloween time, and then now they're pushing it forward?
Yeah, so you can get spooked earlier.
Okay. Weird.
Just go with
Maybe they're like, we're out of money. Let's just publish
fucking,
this
We gotta get this thing out. I haven't actually watched much on that game. I think like there's been a fair amount of coverage. I just kind of avoided it. Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick it up regardless.
Well, the media ripped it to shreds like a month ago.
I thought it was...
Mostly IGN.
I thought it was...
IGN was like really...
That, like in March, it was really negative, and then E3 turned around a little bit.
I didn't hear about it at all during E3, okay. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I got to check my facts.
It was PAX East. PAX East
Yeah.
Like where they showed it behind closed doors, and it was a train wreck.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We'll see how it goes. I haven't looked at too much on it, but I like getting scared, and I get scared pretty easily. So
yeah, and you know, you're like the hugest Resident Evil 4
fan. Yeah. Oh man, Kumbaya and shit.
Mhm.
It's great.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
Next up.
Hey.
Oh, not next up. What?
The Last of Us is next week.
Gabe's gonna get a PS4.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't have a lot of money.
Because I spent it all on anime.
You're not wrong.
Oh man, if only The Last of Us were an anime.
Oh god, don't even get me started, man. Ellie would be so kawaii.
She'd be so kawaii.
I don't know what that
waifu
means.
Persona 5 Last of Us.
Joel, number one husbandu. But yeah, Last of Us is coming out next week, so get
oh my god,
get hyped for that. Maybe I'll get it. Like,
get hyped for what?
I'll check.
Maybe a what?
Check,
maybe a who?
Check my bank. I'll check my facts. Let's see how things are going.
Check your banks.
But as it's been pretty publicly circulated at this point, there's huge Microsoft layoffs coming on.
Hey,
check your tax.
Check your tax. I think 18,000 was the number they gave over the next year, I think.
That's a lot of nuts.
That's a lot of
nuts. I guess it's a poor time to apply then.
We're not Microsoft, Dylan. We're Microsoft affiliates, which is a different story. But that's not game news or anything of the sort. And the Microsoft layoffs include, but are not limited to, the Xbox Entertainment
Gabe.
Division.
Oh.
What?
What?
You have something
okay,
to
hold
tell
off on the PS4.
You know, okay, I'm going to have to be honest with you. Maybe don't buy it yet.
Give it 18 months.
So the Xbox Entertainment Division was pretty much axed entirely.
You'll definitely be able to afford it with your bonus. Bonus is what I meant.
Your bonus package.
Your care package, if you will. So
your bone friends.
So the Xbox Entertainment Division, being the group responsible for the original programming that was supposed to come to Xbox One, and from what I read, all of everything on the programming front is canceled except for Signal to Noise, which is like the Fall of Atari story. And I guess they're calling it Ridley Scott's Halo now instead of Steven Spielberg's, even though I guess Steven Spielberg still is affiliated with it. Really weird.
Okay.
So if you're super hyped for that Halo thing.
Why isn't it just Halo?
Huh?
Why does it have to be Ridley Scott's Halo?
Well, it's just...
For credibility.
Why does it have to be Steven Spielberg's Halo?
Well, the official name isn't that. It's just like in articles, it used to say Steven Spielberg is the executive producer. Now it says Ridley Scott is. Because
okay.
I guess Ridley Scott is such a highly regarded name after such
hits. Remember that live-action miniseries that came out with Halo 4?
Well, Forward Unto Dawn?
Yeah.
Never watched
some
it.
People fucking love that
Ryan
shit. It looked really cheap. I don't know.
I liked what?
The Forward Unto Dawn?
Oh, yeah, I did like it. It was pretty good.
There you go.
There you go.
Now you're going to have the Ridley Scotts.
Yeah, how you feel about that? You got Prometheus in your Halo.
Yeah, well, if they can make it look as nice as Prometheus, cool. Prometheus is fucking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Prometheus is like the best use of 3D. Like, space scenes in 3D look so fucking cool.
Other than Pacific Rim.
Other than Avatar.
Avatar.
Wait, you guys are
Avatar.
Forgetting about the Resident Evil 3D.
We're not.
They use the same cameras as James Cameron, man.
We are not.
The same cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Imagine if James Cameron made a movie that was like, oh, we used the George Lucas camera system.
The James camera.
James Cameron would never do that.
The James camera.
His ego is
the
too
James
big.
Cameron. The James camera.
Yeah.
Cameraman. We hired James Cameron as our cameraman. James Cameraman.
Do you guys think it's like too late for an Avatar sequel? Like, it's supposed to come out next year, I think.
I hope it never does.
But like,
dude, we're getting two more.
Yeah, it was like announced as a trilogy like pretty much right after the first one.
The first movie was such a piece of fucking shit. I don't want it anymore.
You're not wrong.
It's really pretty, though.
It
I
looks
like
fake.
At it.
It still looks fake.
Well, so does The Last of Us.
See, with video games, I don't have that problem. That's whatever. With movies and shit, when it obviously looks fake.
District 9 looked better than Avatar.
Yeah. I agree.
Would you rather spend $500 million to look like a Pixar movie, or $30 million to look like District 9?
Or why not just spend however much Pixar makes to make it look like a Pixar movie and just make it a Pixar movie?
But you need...
Avatar.
But $100 million of that dollars was
Twilight.
For Sigourney Weaver. Because she had a pivotal role.
As the lady who dies.
Apparently she's coming
back.
She's back. Yeah.
She's Wait, back.
She I thought she died.
She did.
You thought so,
but Ava heard her.
And then they put her in her stupid tall blue cat person body.
That probably will happen.
You mean her Avatar?
Oh, no, they tried to and she died.
Twilight.
God, that movie was so
Twilight.
Stupid. And it had the guy from Fast and Furious that races for pinks, but then he loses, and so he runs.
Wait, who is he? Oh, yeah, Paul Giovanni.
Jesse.
What's his name?
Wait, did you just call him Paul Giamatti?
It's been a while.
Giovanni.
We haven't talked about Paul Giamatti since the Spider-Man movie came out. So.
Oh, darn.
Man, you guys remember Adams?
I'm sure everyone here is really excited for us to talk about more Paul Giamatti.
I know I am.
Like, then Avatar was so dumb that I know they were trying their hardest to pull at my heartstrings to get me to root for the cat people, but I just wanted the general to win. Yeah, bomb them. Fucking bomb them all.
That's one big ass tree.
You're gonna get your legs back.
You real ones.
Dylan's probably sitting in the theater like, what are you doing? You're not gonna get your real legs back.
You're not gonna get your legs back. Your real one.
Seriously, he was the only enjoyable part of that movie.
And his giant fucking knife in the stupid robot.
And there's coffee. It's coffee.
Anyone that run, or every creature on Pandora that runs, sits, or squats in the mud wants to tear out your eyes for juju bees.
Or something like that.
Or something like that.
But seriously, that movie did such a bad job. You're supposed to feel bad for the cat people because they're native.
The low gravity on Pandora will make you soft. Oh my god,
I just understood what that movie was trying to say.
Avatar.
Oh.
Wow. That movie had Michelle fucking Rodriguez. Oh my god.
And her fucking air carrier bullshit had war paint on it.
Well, she's a better pilot now. Because it's covered in war paint.
Aerodynamics.
Now everyone knows. Wouldn't it... Well, I guess it let all the other Na'vi know not to kill her. But I was going to say, wouldn't it make more sense for her to be, like, with the rest of the squad and then just take them all
take
out?
Take them out from within.
But I guess it protected her from accidental death. Nah, I mean...
Or the Na'vi could suck.
I guess... I'd be like, oh man, they're not shooting at the one with the stripes on it. I'm gonna paint mine with tiger stripes.
There's far worse movies in the world. I don't hate
You're right,
Avatar.
There are
it's
worse
fine.
Movies out there. I hated this
like
one.
Fantastic Four.
Dylan, you watched those this week. Why the
I watched both of them.
Why?
I love those movies. I love those movies.
Because I wasn't doing anything else.
Chris Evans is in it. That is the one redeemable quality.
And even then, not so much. All he does is come up with stupid puns about how hot he is. Whoa, you're hot. Well, thank you. I'm pretty sure they did the same scene verbatim in the sequel.
Wouldn't you? That is a quality line. Like, when you got a quality line, you gotta reuse that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta milk that dry, because Captain America ain't got lines like that.
He just runs into walls.
Oh, you're patriotic. Well, thank you.
Reed Richards is the most boring character of all time.
No, but his bachelor party.
Oh my god, that dancing.
Where he does the twist up in the...
the twist dancing, oh god.
And he starts
he does like the wave with his whole body.
Oh my god, that movie. Those movies were so awkward to watch.
I know.
And Dr. Doom.
Don't trust him. He's Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom. Oh my goodness. That was
He'll
terrible.
Do plastic surgery. Never let Dr. Doom give you a nip tuck.
I get it.
We were watching the pilot for Nip Tuck, and the whole time we were just shouting, "Don't trust him. He's Dr. Doom." Which, that in fact, the funny thing is, everyone talked about how awesome Nip Tuck was, and we watched a pilot, and it completely turned us off from it.
My cousin was telling me about how cool Nip Tuck was, and he told me, like, how one of the season ends, and it's like, they're trying to track down a rapist, but they can't decide if it's a man or a woman or, like, a transvestite. But then, I think it turned out to be, like, a transgender woman... who is raping people with a strap on or something like that?
I don't know.
I was.
Why would
we never got that far?
They're plastic surgeons and they're like trying to solve crimes.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't
they? I don't know.
That show's so fucking dumb.
I don't know. We only got through the
that blonde girl's hot though.
We only got through the stupid pilot, and the pilot was so bad that we never wanted to watch
it. It did have that awesome lady. It did have that awesome lady. They refuse to operate on her, and she freaks out and hopes they get cancer.
Yeah, what if they actually do?
I'm sure they do at some point. Both of them.
And then they have to nip tuck themselves.
Oh yeah, and the protagonist guy's son like cuts his dick off because he wants to circumcise himself. I don't know. That show is so stupid. It's like a goddamn Looney Tunes cartoon.
Except with more dicks.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Fantastic Four was a shitty movie.
Yes. I don't know why you would watch
it. No, like, I
I am not arguing that. Fantastic Four is the second one's way better, but still not good.
That's it's so slightly better.
Like
that
they're actively like I actively enjoy them, but I think they're fucking shitty. I like laughing at them. It's like a guilty pleasure.
There's
except
camp,
for I'm not guilty at all.
Except I have no guilt.
There's campiness.
Yeah.
And then there's this.
And then there's that dancing scene.
It's like this weird kind of like it should be campy, but it's like just it feels more like it's failing like really hard.
I have
it's
no problem with a comic book movie being campy, but there's a place where you draw the line. Green Lantern didn't know that place.
Oh my god, Green Lantern is Green Lantern is painful.
I've never watched
Fantastic Four is fun to laugh at. I like Fantastic Four a lot. Green Lantern was like, God damn it, Ryan Reynolds, I'm so sorry. He's trying so hard.
I remember we watched Green Lantern at the first time I saw it was at Javi's place when you were living in that house.
Oh,
out
yeah.
Where the fuck ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started up in your room place. And I did not make it.
Nope.
I did not make it through. I was out. Yeah.
Snoring your face off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. Amazing. It was dumb.
Yep, it was really dumb. That movie failed in spite of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But it failed hard.
I don't know, Ryan Reynolds is pretty bad.
Do you want to know a secret?
Son of a bitch.
I don't.
Most Ryan Reynolds movies suck.
Yep.
He's like...
In spite of Ryan Reynolds.
I watched Man of Steel again this week.
Again?
I've seen it twice now.
Dylan just tweets at me randomly a picture of a TV.
I just really like Punishment, guys. It's fun. Like, it's a cool thing, right?
He just tweets at me a picture of Kevin Costner holding out his hand about to get sucked up by the tornado.
No,
don't
know you
save
are invincible.
Me from the tornado.
Don't save me, invincible
son. Don't save
son.
Me, invincible son.
Oh my god. What? Then why did you go there? Why didn't you send Clark to go save him in the first place, you stupid
He's
fuck?
Meant for greatness or something.
God, it fucking killed me.
But I will say this about Man of Steel. It's the most entertaining Superman movie there is.
It's been so long since I've watched the original Superman movie.
They're really, really boring.
Dude, the first one's awful. It's so bad.
The Richard Donner one, number two, is really boring. I don't like any of them. And three and four were just bad.
I feel like those movies are important because they kind of like... You know, most people in the world were like, oh, wow, superhero movies don't have to be... You know, Adam West Batman. You know,
yeah,
like they're
yeah,
like, oh wow, they can be real movies. It's crazy, but they're fucking terrible.
Yeah, Man of Steel. For all the faults of
everything
that's there, Kevin Costner is the majority of the faults in that movie. Jonathan Kent is the biggest problem with that movie. I really liked the action in that movie. It was about time Superman did something other than stand there and get shot
until he tears down a whole fucking city.
You know,
tomato, tomato.
Yeah, you know, at least I had fun watching it. And actually, I loved General Zod in it. I like that actor too, Michael Shannon. I really like Michael Shannon.
Well, Fozzie says he likes that movie if only for the fact that it felt like he was watching a live-action Dragon Ball Z fight. Like, that's, like, what he's been waiting
for. It was entertaining, which is more than I can... Superman Returns. What the fuck does he do?
He gets shot in the eyeball.
He gets shot in the eyeball. Ooh.
Edgy.
But doesn't do anything.
He lifts an island.
He lifts stuff.
I heard,
stuff.
Like, the most exciting part of that movie was the airplane... crashing or falling,
which I didn't feel that. I was like, okay, yeah, he saved it. That's a normal Superman thing to do.
Yeah, which... remember the original Richard Donner one where he saves the helicopter with one hand and he's holding it like from the left part of it, and like it's perfectly balanced
because he's so strong.
He's too strong.
I think Man of Steel could have done for a few more scenes, especially during that Zod fight of this, like, him going out of his way to protect people.
Lois Lane is awful in that movie.
I agree. Lois Lane, fuck Lois Lane. I don't care.
You know, I don't want to go out and write a story unless I'm writing a flak. I'm wearing a flak jacket.
But Man of Steel could have done. It could have been. It could have done a little
bit
more.
Is the movie's biggest problem is that it doesn't take a beat to, like, be lighthearted and humanize anything?
No, people's problem is that Superman doesn't act like Superman, which I can forgive because it's his first time putting on the suit. It's an origin story, basically. It is an origin story. Uh-huh. What am I kidding? I can forgive him not falling into being a Boy Scout right away.
Yeah, and I'm fine with Batman killing a guy if it gets to the extremes. You know, like, whatever. I'm not, like, tied to any
of those
things.
Problem,
as long as
though,
the movie's good.
Kevin Costner was an idiot.
You know, he has...
Jonathan,
Kevin Costner...
He was the worst dad
Kevin
ever.
Costner has a whole fucking casino full of pictures of himself. He has a casino.
In the movie?
No.
Kevin Costner.
In real life.
Has a casino full of pictures of himself. Wall-to-wall pictures of Kevin Costner movies.
At the end of the day... if I had all the Superman movies on my shelf and I was going to watch one, I'd pick Man of Steel.
Oh my God.
I like the guy that plays him. I thought it was good to have some actual fucking action in it.
I'd watch the Justice
League.
Yeah.
But there's not... I mean, it is a flawed movie. But not as flawed as everyone thinks.
No Invincible Son.
Minus Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Hates a strong word. I think it's a very dumb movie.
It is. It's a dumb action movie. Don't take it any more than that. But hey.
I think the most offensive part of that movie to me was just Lois Lane. Lois Lane was so awful.
On our world, it's super. It's an S.
There's too many of those fucking trailers that were just like Superman Returns, where it's like, you're so important, and it fades in and out. Like, my son saw what Clark did. He saved that boss.
You'd all be dead now if it wasn't for my David.
The recipe for making that movie a success. Cut everything with Kevin Costner.
Rewrite Lois Lane.
Scenes of hit... Rewrite
Amy
Lois
Acker's
Lane.
Fine.
That cut Lois Lane.
That would also work.
Cut Lois Lane. Cut the.
Yeah, did he even get a job at the Daily Planet?
Yes, at the very end.
Scene
at the very end.
Getting a job at the Daily Planet.
Okay.
Have Lois Lane be at the end. So in the sequel, she's. Yeah. Sure, why not? Whatever. Cut Lois Lane. Cut Jonathan Kent. Put a few scenes of Clark going out of his way to save people.
When the city's falling apart.
Yeah. And then you got a good movie there. I'm not particularly mad that he kills General Zod. It's not the first time Superman's killed.
It's just
someone.
The way he kills him is just a little.
He just breaks
pretty
his
stupid.
Neck.
You can't like point him up. You're fucking Superman.
That's the best part. And the people. Hey guys, just run the other
guys,
direction.
Just like crawl under the laser. He's not. It's not that low. Just crawl.
He's got him in a headlock. He can't move his head.
And so, like, the laser only shoots where your head is pointing? Like, he couldn't just turn his eyes? Like, just look at him with his fucking eye?
Yeah, okay. Wait, so is that... How do laser eyes work? Is it where you're facing or where your eyes are looking?
It's gotta be where you're facing.
Yeah, that's how it is, like...
I don't
the purposes
know anything
of the
about
movie.
Laser vision. I don't have laser
vision. Well,
we
gotta find someone
well,
who
like,
does.
You know, practically, like in real life. Like when you... Laser vision.
It's gotta be a wiki. Anyways. But regardless.
Siri. Laser vision.
I don't hate that movie. Haters gonna hate. Because some Superman purists, like... Probably Other Ryan.
Other Ryan.
Canadian
Sharp
Ryan.
Shot? Does he hate
it? That guy.
Probably. He's a big Superman fan.
Well, that could go either way.
True.
Yeah. They could be protective or just sucking everything's dick.
Hey, who's more excited to watch the train wreck of the Fantastic Four reboot?
I am not. It's from the Chronicle director, isn't it?
Chronicle is good.
Chronicle is good.
Does that kind of style or that director lend itself to Fantastic Four very well, though?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think it'll be a found footage thing, but no. I just mean...
Speaking of found... Oh, hey, I watched Earth to Echo yesterday. And it was surprisingly really good. Just saying. It's like a... It reminded me of, like, watching Hook as a kid and, like, seeing, like, a movie that's, like, about kids for kids, and it's kind of, like, challenging kids to, like, tell your parents or tell adults to shut up. That kind of thing. Anyways, movie's really good. If you have kids, go see it. I don't know why anybody that has kids listens to us, but go check
it out.
Tell
your kids to listen.
It's really good.
Tell your kids to download.
Yeah. Even if you're just into movies like Hook or the Harry Potter movies and stuff like that, Earth to Echo is really good. It's not shitty at all, and it looked really shitty. Like I thought it was gonna be bad, but it wasn't.
Favorite
not.
Harry Potter movie? Go, 7 Part 1.
3. If you say anything other than Prisoner of Azkaban, you're objectively wrong.
3 is number 2.
4, because all the damn long hair.
You're so all much. Wrong. Because they're all fucking stupid.
Ryan, you've
every
got to
single
see
one
echo.
Of you is wrong. Because they're all dumb and all bad, and you should all
favorite
feel bad for liking them.
Twilight movie, go. Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I give you the same answer.
The first one, because he smelled her when she walked past the fan, and he lost his face.
It's the only one
and
I've
also,
seen.
The wolf kid had like long stupid hair.
Alana made us watch it at her house.
Dude, that movie was fucking hilarious. I laughed my ass off. I want to watch the rest of them, honestly.
Should
as
we
comedies.
Do that?
Alana, come bring them up.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Let's do this.
Can we watch
scared?
Torque first? Torque is so fucking good.
Yeah.
If we can watch Dolan. Big Trouble, what's up?
Dolan, move now.
Then we'll watch Twilight.
Oh my god, I got like...
Yes, sir.
Shit, what the hell was
well,
just happening?
I'll bring up Big Trouble.
I just got
China.
Like 15 texts it's in just... a row. What the hell is that?
I bet it's from Fozzie. I bet he's dead in a ditch.
It's all Vu. Wait, what the fuck? I got 15 texts, and then I have one text.
The worst thing was, I got a text from your brother... And so everyone, it was a mass one, so everyone replying to him texted
me. Oh god, mass
texts
are the fucking worst.
And that only happens with iPhones that way. And I was like, god damn it. And so my phone went off for like the rest of the day.
It's terrible.
It doesn't only happen with iPhones.
It happens with iPhones too.
Yeah.
Mass texts.
Oh, no, I've never had it happen with a mass text through my Android. I've only had it
happens on the Samsung, you can separate them if you want, but it will keep them together.
Oh, so it's based on network.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
No, it's based on the phone.
Yeah, different phones handle it.
Like, I have the S5. The S3 wouldn't
the S3
do it. The S4 and S5 would.
Different.
Yeah.
Whoever it's from.
See, that's what my phone does. It splits it into a message for each person.
I can make it do that, but it'll keep it together if you want.
Anyways,
so I'm going to trim down the rest of the news. So we talked about Last of Us coming out next week, and they're actually going to do a table reading for some scenes of The Last of Us on Monday, July 28th. And they're live streaming it, too. So I'm going to check that the fuck out. And depending on the time and how long it is, we might have to reschedule recording. Because I really want to watch that. So I think that's a really interesting... I guess you could call it marketing for the game since it's the day before, but like nothing video game related. Like, I can't think of anything else video game related that has something like that, where there's just a table reading of it, of the script and scenes in it.
This is for what?
It's in Santa Monica. They're doing a live table reading, and it's actually tickets are free for
right.
it.
Yeah, okay, I saw that article. No, I was thinking of something else that I saw they did that for, but I can't remember what it was, and I think it was more of a joke than like a serious thing. So, like they did it, but it was to be, but it was to be funny, and I'm not sure if it was a game. So.
There's a new Ocarina of Time world record that you should go watch if you haven't. It's actually really, really fucking cool.
Hey. There's that rumored leak.
Yeah, Majora's Mask.
Of
I'm getting there. But
God damn it,
Gabriel. It's coming up. It's coming up. More people left Crytek.
One job.
Whatever. Crytek's not good.
It's dead.
It just assume at this point Crytek is dead if they're not. Yay. Maybe yay. Baby yay. But yeah, Majora's Mask, it's thought that Target might have leaked.
You mean the best Zelda?
Okay. Wind Waker, but okay.
No.
Majora's Mask is my number two.
Oh, okay. That's fine, because Wind Waker is my number two.
That's like high five or something.
I'm gonna punch the screen.
So there's like a leak of Target's, what is it called, like a planogram that showed Majora's Mask on 3DS.
Oh yeah, that's, I know that word. I used to work there. I used to set those.
Fucking, so that, this is legit. Majora's Mask confirmed.
Yeah, planogram.
A Canadian Target.
Planogram.
That's an awesome word. I want that tattooed
that's,
on my
well, that's the name of the that's the name of the shelving arrangements per aisle.
There's a like a title, was like, I guess you could just call it a title card, that has like the price on it and everything that like goes in front of the shelf. And there's a picture of that. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of.
You know what's sad? I looked at that picture and I still understood what the rest of those numbers were.
Yep.
If that is to be believed, that's cool. That's really cool. I want to play Majora's Mask.
Yes, that's cool.
Again.
Tell them that I laughed.
I did see another picture that someone took that had the same thing, but it was on their portable scanner, the PDA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Okay, I saw one on the shelf, and then one on the PDA.
Yeah. And people were comparing, like, asking, like, okay, well, when can we, like, expect this, and you were talking about how the 3DS was kind of randomly announced at on a Nintendo Direct and then launched 3 weeks later. So Nintendo has turned things around pretty quickly after an announcement.
But no, Nintendo is dying.
Nintendo is dead. The Wii U is dead. It's all dead.
Why aren't they releasing games for core gamers such as
myself?
They just
aren't.
Game comes out, no one buys it.
None of you bought Wonderful 101. I've seen the numbers.
I wasn't terribly fond of Wonderful 101, but I bought it. I kind of wish I didn't.
I bought it.
But Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong's so fucking good. Holy shit. Buy a Wii U, everybody. You can get it for like $200 refurbished on Nintendo's website. Holy shit.
Oh, Donkey Kong.
They're not releasing the games I want.
Donkey Kong's still my
game
of the year.
Their lineups are similar to every console.
Javi,
they have Mario
Javi, you're not
Kart
allowed to have
console.
Last of Us be your game of the year back-to-back.
You can't tell me what to do.
It's going to end up being Destiny.
It's going to be Destiny or some crazy... Nintendo's having some games come out this year, too.
Bayo 2.
Yeah. And then nothing's coming out. What's coming out on PS4 and 360? Or
PS4, fucking nothing.
The Order.
Xbox One Sunset.
Oh, yeah, Sunset Overdrive.
And then there's something else on Xbox coming out this year. Fuck.
But guys, Nintendo's just isn't releasing the games I want. Looks over at my Sony thing.
PS4 is
looks over at my Sony.
You have a Sony?
Yeah, GTA 5. Fuck
yeah. I gotta get a Sony.
That's such a back, man.
I forgot. I was gonna say Sony collection.
Stop looking.
Y'all suck. Is ready for some quest hubs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's zero. You lose.
We have to go through questions from last week too. Let me get those up. Alright, so, first up, this week, Justin Doss asks, do you guys think Smash Bros. Has too many characters in the game? Fuck no!
Yes.
You can always use more characters.
As long as the characters are worthwhile, like, absolutely. I'm fine with a small roster if they're all, like, super different, like, BlazBlue Calamity Trigger, I think that's, like, only 13 characters, but none of them are even remotely similar.
I never like fighting games if they have, like, a really small roster.
Oh, but, like, if you look at something like...
Skullgirls, crazy small roster.
Yeah, Skullgirls, but they're all so fucking different, like, I think that's fine. Like, if you have 13 characters and then, like, two of them are clones, that no, you can't do that.
For me, it's all about whether or not I really like one of them and can main that. Too. And then I don't give a shit how many more there are.
I like really, really diverse, really big rosters.
Like Tekken.
Tekken actually has quite a bit.
Yeah, it has a lot of characters.
Yeah. I think the Street Fighter... latest one's coming out.
Street Fighter's gone crazy.
Street Fighter's like almost over at this point.
Street Fighter has a lot of them is like, okay, we have Evil Ryu.
Ken. Dan.
A lot of them are just kind of like reskins of Ryu with like minor tweaks to them.
And I don't like that.
Yeah. It's kind of obnoxious that Smash Brothers, that like they can put any character they want in there. Like, they have that Rayman trophy that Ubisoft's like, oh my god, let's make this, we'll make this for you for free, and we'll send you the 3D model. Like, please take it. But, like, make him a fucking character. Why is he a trophy if he's not in the, like, make him a character. I don't get it at all. And then Kojima's like, no, I don't think Snake's gonna be in it, because I haven't heard anything from them, but please use it. Like, if you're listening to this interview, put Snake in the game. It's like, man, guys, come on.
They can give him robot abilities now.
Yeah.
Fucking Peace Walker.
Lucina is pretty much a clone of Marth. Much like they Fox has his clones, Falco and Wolf.
Falco.
They should put Simon Belmont in there.
That's such a wasted opportunity.
You know, like, if they're, like, Mega Man, the Mega Man that they use is the 8-bit one. He even has, like, 8-bit sound effects and very stiff animation. Like, they could do 8-bit Simon Belmont, 8-bit...
Super,
like,
Castlevania 4 Simon Belmont would be perfect.
Yeah, like the whip and shit?
Sure.
Yeah, because you can then, because you can whip in 8 directions. Just have his moveset be he whips in 8 directions, depending on which way you're... with the control stick.
It's just like fighting games. I just want diversity, and I want the one,
an old wooden ship
guy that I'm gonna use. Like in Skullgirls, he's Valentine. In Smash, in Brawl, I use Peach. In Melee, I use Ganondorf now. And in Project M, I use Zero Suit Samus. So like, as long as I got like, I can get like the one attachment, I like that too.
I've never been able to do that.
What do you mean, Ike? Ike's your main, whether you like it or not.
Yes, I play Lucas more than Ike.
PK Fire! Fuck Lucas.
You fight for your friends, Dylan.
I think honestly, if I would say it, it'd be Toon Link, Ike, and Lucas.
I don't remember you ever playing Toon Link. Maybe like since I left, you're like, I gotta pick up Toon Link.
It's the only character I've beaten Vu on Snake with.
Mm.
Next up. So this is from last week. Rachel Gray. Hi, Rachel. Asked feelings on alien pre-orders in general. We talked about this in the Ghost episode. And the alien pre-order stuff was the original Alien cast being available as pre-order DLC for Alien Isolation. Which got everyone all pissy. Because if you don't pre-order, it's like, oh, we don't get this shit. So, you know, that...
Yeah, you still get the fucking game, who cares?
And then they said, oh no, it's just gonna be available later. Which is a different scenario entirely. But
who cares? Who cares?
It's the original cast. The reason anybody gives a flying fuck about the game is because of the original movie, so, like, that's why.
Yeah, but it's a pre-order bonus. If you want it, pre-order. If you don't give a shit, then don't.
Pre-order
like,
bonus?
It's a really shady tactic at getting people to buy it early because there's a chance it's not good. No.
Like, yeah, but the thing is, but that's the thing about pre-orders. If, like, you get it the day it comes out, right? If you pre-order it, you get it the day it comes out. You don't have to open it. You don't even have to go pick it up. You can read the reviews. They'll be out day one. You can open a review that morning, be like, oh, it's shitty, and then just go get your deposit back. Like, you don't have to get the game.
Calm down, Ryan. Calm down.
I'm just saying. Like, there's a hassle, though. I guess, yeah, but there's really no commitment to a pre-order.
It's just, you should be aware when you pre-order something, and you're just like, if you're going to follow through with it after pre-order, which most people will do, and they won't
see, right.
Well, but you need to just taking a risk if you're going to pre-order selling blindly.
This is precisely why companies put what are they called? The you can't post a review
embargo
until,
dates
like the day after it came out. Embargo dates. Embargo dates are bullshit.
Right, but embargo dates are day of release at latest. And it's really, like, I guess my point is, no matter what, if you pre-order a game and then you don't like the product, that's your fault.
If you pre-order a game online, though, Ryan, by the time the review comes out, it's already been shipped.
Yeah,
it's
you can return it very easily.
It's not necessarily your fault if you don't like the product. Like, I didn't like Watch Dogs, but I read reviews and was like, all right, it sounds good. Everybody says it's good. I don't know. I guess if
you get a shit product, it's your fault.
Let's put it this way, there
is a debate to be had about Watch Dogs, but something like that last Aliens game, there wasn't really a debate. That game was just garbage.
No, I mean, it has some good parts.
let's put it this way, Ryan. I pre-ordered Dragon Age 2 because I love Dragon Age. Dragon Age 2, I read the reviews and they all gave it 9 out of 10 and 10 out of 10. So, oh my god, it's the best RPG.
But I still feel like that's a game that's in the same category as Watch Dogs.
Some
like,
people are gonna enjoy it more.
It's up for debate at least. It's not broken. It's not shit. You'll say it's shit because you'll say it's shit because you'll say anything that you don't like is complete shit. So
this is pretty shit. They reuse
the
same environment for every single dungeon in the game.
That's not a game that is
unanimously broke 90% of the time.
That is not a game that is unanimously thought of as bad.
No, it's just a golden retriever. Sorry. It looks like a lion through the shades.
People who like that game are just desperate for, I guess it's buyer's remorse. I spent $70 on this game.
You talking about Mech Warrior?
there's being dumb and pre-ordering blindly, and then there's pre-ordering and then having every single reviewer.
See, but Ryan's right. When you
say it's a perfect
when you pre-order
game.
Something blindly, you still have the opportunity to cancel that.
Yes, yeah. I could have canceled that, and then I read the reviews, and they all said it's almost, oh my god, it's almost a perfect game.
Yeah, but that's no different than,
the game without
okay, you yeah. didn't pre-order it, you, let's say you didn't pre-order it, and then day one you read those reviews, and you're like, oh, okay, and then you went and bought it. Like, that's no different. Like, pre-ordering is always a risk. You could have waited until day one.
Making a point. Let me put it this way. There is literally zero chance that that game should have got anything more than a 7. Zero.
That's just people not agreeing or having different opinions, yo.
What about, like,
it's
Ryan,
not, technically, it was worse. It wasn't even, like, gameplay-wise, it was whatever. Technically. It was uglier. They reused
literally but that's still not making
map.
It's still not making an argument in
okay.
this case.
Let's take a level in Halo, the library. Let's take the library.
Okay.
And every level in Halo though is a variation on library where but some segments is that hallway just has a really badly placed door put in the middle of it. Oh, so I just go down this hallway. Every single dungeon every level is the library.
So that's a problem with the reviews.
But that being that doesn't. Yeah, that has nothing to do with. That has nothing to do with. Like I said, again, you could have read the review the day of and been like, oh, sounds good.
We're not arguing that Dragon Age 2 is a piece of shit. I totally believe you that Dragon Age 2 is a piece of shit. I always thought the game looked like a piece of shit. It's.
Blackbeard Jesus. Yeah. Remember when Prototype insisted that I try it, and then I did, and I was like, God damn, this is fucking terrible. And he's like, I hate this show, fuck you, Javi. And then he never listened to or read it again. Thanks, Prototype. You should have pre-ordered the podcast, you fuck.
No, Prototype wrote in, and he said the reason he hasn't written in the past
month. Oh, God damn it, I'm so sorry.
He said the reason he hasn't written in the past month is because Twitter somehow...
Javi didn't like Dragon Age 2.
Twitter randomly muted the account.
Let's take colon marines.
Colon marine. Wait.
That was one case that the reviews actually helped. They were like, hey, I know this game looks
and then that's
cool.
Everyone who followed up with their pre-order, that's their fault.
That's their fault. you didn't have to continue your pre-order that day.
Right.
You could have canceled it or returned the game.
Well, the point of... Yeah, okay, so you pre-order something, you're making that decision, that's your own choice or whatever. But can we at least agree that pre-order bonuses are kind of unfortunate?
No, I don't like
pre-order
bonuses.
Like, if you don't buy the game before it's released, then you miss out on something that would have been neat to have in the game. And it's like you're punished for not taking the leap. I know you're not actually taking the leap because you can cancel it, but still, there's a time limit on.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, it's shitty because they want to get. I mean, the point of it is to get as many people as possible to pre-order it and then have them be too lazy to cancel it. That's literally the objective. Well,
then there's this problem though. A lot of people do the Redbox, I guess. Redbox thing. Okay, Redbox thing. You don't get the pre-order bonus, but hey, eventually it'll come out. But by the time they've beaten the game, they're like, the pre-order thing, who cares about the fucking pre-order thing being released now? I already beaten it and returned it to Redbox.
Right. Well, then they clearly didn't care that much about the pre-order thing. If they didn't want to wait for it to possibly be released, if it was really that big of a deal to miss out on that pre-order thing, then they would have either waited or not rented it or done nothing.
No one
is forcing you.
I think this pre-order in particular is just like, oh my god, people might not have faith in it because Colonial Marines.
Yeah, this is very bait.
So, Aliens right now is going to have a stigma. Everything about Aliens games are going to have a stigma about them right now.
It's the
you're right there.
The only good part about this entire series is the original cast. Literally, the only good thing about Alien series is Alien and parts of Aliens. Bishop wasn't. He wasn't Aliens.
Yeah, he was an Aliens. Yeah.
He was an alien. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I said parts of Aliens, Gabe. You didn't have to include Bishop because he was.
I know. I was being specific.
Assumed.
I thought I was clear. Idiot.
And that would be the actual Marines in Aliens and an Alien. Those are the only good parts about the entire franchise.
It's really weird that franchise and its ability to stick around through just garbage.
It's so resilient.
Sigourney Weaver playing basketball really stuck with people.
Add Ron Perlman though. Ron Perlman, I guess.
No.
Add Winona Ryder.
No, it didn't. None of these things ever happened.
Remember the guy that makes like a shotgun
I don't care.
Wheelchair?
Okay, what did you say? Winona Ryder's hot.
It's not worth it.
She was. Actually, she still looks good.
I think she was in Dracula.
Yeah, and even, she was Spock's mom in Star Trek, which is super weird because she was still cute.
Oh my god, I forgot.
Yeah.
And Mr. Deeds.
fuck Mr. Deeds.
But he's got a black foot, man.
She still looked good.
God, I pre-ordered this Adam Sandler movie thinking it was going to be good.
No, you fool.
Oh, the pre-order bonus.
Oh, my God.
Happy Gilmore.
Why don't Blu-rays have pre-order bonuses?
That's another thing exclusive to games. Just, you get a bonus chapter for pre-ordering the next Game of Thrones book. Or I would prefer it if you pre-ordered the next Game of Thrones book, you just cut out half of it.
Yeah, you know, honestly, there are very few games. George. There are very few games that I pre-order for the bonus. Like, usually it's just the convenience of it showing up at my door. Yeah. Like, a lot of times the bonus of, like, oh, you'll get this deal. You know how little DLC I play? Like, after I beat a game, you know how often I go back and play it again when the fucking DLC comes out?
The Never. Only time I pre-order a game, because I buy everything digitally now. The only thing is I get physical are, like, old copies of games. Like, older games.
Right.
So I'll only pre-order something if, one, in Steam it gives cool TF2 hats. And I know I'm going to buy the game anyway. And that's not always true. Sometimes I just get it with Steam hats, but the game's like $5, so fuck it. And or if I know I'm going to get it and I can preload it. So, like, Last of Us, I could preload, so I pre-ordered that. And then some other things on Steam I can preload, so I get those too. Like Dark Souls 2.
Right.
Shut the fuck up, police. You're not doing anything.
We spent way too long on this question. Just like last
week. No, this week was way better than last week's.
Was it? I think we basically said the same thing last week.
I don't think we did. I think we wrapped it up way faster last week. I was tired last week.
Ryan accidentally muted his microphone in his Audacity.
Uh-huh.
And sabotage.
It's been good so far. As far as I can tell, it's still going. So
we could just take in last week and just replace I pre-ordered Mechs.
every break in the audio, I pre-ordered Mechs. Pre-ordered Mechs.
God, who pre-ordered that one shitty game?
Mindjack?
Oh, God.
No one pre-ordered that because it was fucking...
Nobody pre-ordered that. We post-ordered it.
We raised the price on that
like,
shit.
Like, way that's post-ordered like... it.
We did the opposite.
They're like, oh no. Oh no, the demand spiked. Four copies just went out.
Just left.
Was someone so excited that they pre-ordered
I'm sure.
that game? Remember that guy that we ruined his day?
Box him in a corner with shield bots.
I want to
play
that shit right
now. They'll patch that out.
We'll take care of that in post. The game's been out for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
That's really poor design when you can just get in a shield and just box someone into a corner.
It's really poor design when both characters have the same abilities, except one side has 1,000 stock and the other side has 1. Not exactly balanced.
Pre-order
my Jack today. Harris says, tell Gabe to talk about anime.
We talked a lot
last
about
week.
It.
No, we didn't. I said one thing.
We talked a lot earlier in this episode about it.
No, they made fun of
Last
yeah,
of Us anime.
Of
that's the
yeah,
same thing.
Persona.
You want a good show to watch? Watch Cowboy Bebop. It turned, like...
Oh, that's a real original idiot.
And fully cooly.
Watch,
Watch Citizen Kane.
No, watch Castle Cagliostro.
Oh, yeah, that Lupin movie's really good. You should watch... Watch,
Naruto.
This movie I just watched...
Dragon Ball
Jinro,
Z.
I think it was the Wolf Gang, I think. It's so fucking good.
Try my soup.
watch
Torque. Watch Torque. Holy shit. Watch Torque and Redline. That's all you have to do. Torque is not an anime, but it might as well
Torque
be.
Line.
God.
He shoots the handcuffs.
He shoots the handcuffs off of, off of his
shotgun.
With a shotgun from like 25 feet away, just because... They have a fight on motorcycles in between a billboard of Mountain Dew and Pepsi. Every beer is a Budweiser. They never put it down. They always smash the bottle on the floor. Have I sold this movie yet? Fuck, mm-hmm. I love Torque. I love you, Torque. Never change. Carlos Godina writes in, giving us a little feedback from Evo. So he says he just got back from Evo last week, and he wants to give us a little update. He said he made it to the winner's finals in his pool, but he didn't make it out. He says he knows he plays somewhere in the top 150, and he says he wished someone could have recorded the matches somewhere, but it doesn't seem like that was the case. And getting into the 150 is, like, really fucking good. There were, what, I think there were, like, 900 contestants in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom? Something like that?
I don't know.
I think that was the number they kept throwing around, because it was, like, a really big pool. So congratulations on that. That's really cool. Way to go, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
Did you see Zach?
I had Zach watch going all the time. I did not see Zach.
You were the sound off the alarm.
And that is all the questions we got. So we can go ahead and wrap this thing up. Ryan, cool. Do your thing. Make sure you're still recording.
All right, guys. Yeah, I am. I am. As far as I can tell, it's still making little sound waves on there, right. So I think we're good.
Is this the sound if of you Ryan farting?
I didn't know we were playing.
Fartsa.
Fuck you, Devin.
God, poor Devin.
You guys are playing Mario Kart? I'm gonna play Fartsa. Oh, you mean... Is that what you're gonna play?
Yeah, whenever Mario we Fart play Mario Kart. Well, not whenever. There was like one time that I was like, I'm gonna play Fartsa, and then I think it was either me or Harris that just started making fart noises.
No, it was all three of us. Like,
somebody started it, and then it all came together in a beautiful fart symphony.
It was a good like 15 minutes.
What are you playing? Fartsa. And that continued on for like.
He kept trying to talk about his game of Fartsa, and every time he'd start talking, it would just fart noises.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're funny.
Damn it, I love us.
Anyway, so head on over to GameOverNation.com and check us out there. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can get us on Twitter at GameOverNation. Be sure to watch Twitter and Facebook. That's where we ask for questions. Or if one just pops into your head during the week, just go ahead and shoot it at us. We'll see it. We'll answer it on the show. So with that, Javi.
Yeah, well, Ryan pretty much wrapped it up in a perfect bow.
Didn't know you're so
nice.
Good at tying bows, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Who taught you that?
I am. I think my mom, when I was a kid, so I could tie my shoes.
Ryan,
you gotta cut the bow for me on this present. My fingers are too brittle.
What?
You put the two rabbit ears.
Was that just a Jewish British girl? I don't know what that was.
Girl.
No, woman?
That's
Ryan,
a woman,
just,
Ryan.
You combine the two words. You combine Jewish with British, you just get Jewish.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Or brewing.
See, I just imagine Ryan's mom is now like Mrs. Costanza.
Ryan's mom is just turning into this like awful cacophony of nationalities,
and none of them are the one she
that
actually is.
Never have to know. And like, even if I ever meet your mother for some reason,
she's Hispanic.
I don't believe you.
She's
at all.
Hispanic.
All audio recordings I've heard of your mother lead me to believe she is.
All audio records you've heard of my mother are Harris.
That can't be proven.
Try to prove it. Can't.
Imagine Harris's mom is like Irish.
She just wants to fight all the time.
And his dad is Australian. Because it's
Irish. Alright. As we were trying to earlier.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. I hope to catch you next week when we have even more fun ventures to talk about.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Fuck ventures.
So, bye.
Tweet us. Talk to us. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.